In the West Bank city of Nablus, the military operation against the civilian population has intensified over the last week, with 5 killings, numerous woundings and arrests. I travelled to Nablus from Beit Zahur to interview Dr. Ghassan of the Palestinian Medical Relief Service, but the only opportunity to speak to him was as he was trying to gain access to an apartment where 15 people, including children from 2 families, were held captive by the Israeli army. Dr. Ghassan spoke about the difficulties that Palestinian medical relief teams face whilst they try to do their duty within the territories.
I'm a doctor and there is an international volunteers to check that the children are okay and to give them some bread, and we'll go out just for 3 minutes. Please be human for 1 minute. If you have children, you can understand us. And you know that we are human mission, we are not anything else. I'm a doctor and there is an international volunteers and medical team. And the children, they told us that they are hungry, there is no food for them. Just to give them some food and we'll go out. Can you let the children to talk to us also? The child, he can talk to us or not? Just to know that he's okay.
Isn't it illegal to imprison a doctor when he's doing his job?
This is against the humanitarian laws and against Geneva Convention, but as you see, that there is no respect for anything.
And if they take you, does it break another law of the Geneva Convention?
If they're taking me, of course, also it's against the Geneva Convention.
But is it a different section? So they break
it's different section, yes, yeah. Because as a medical team,
yeah,
it's allowed for us to help the people, the innocent people and the people who need us in all conditions. In all conditions, in war condition, but as you see, this is not war condition. One side war, it's Israeli war, it's not our war, but it's against us.
Do you get any support from international medical organizations as a doctor at war?
We try to call all international institutions, like for example the Red Cross or other institutions. We can call them just by call, by phone. They don't have field groups who can be as an observers, who can help the medical team and humanitarian teams to do their duty and their work, human work. I think that it's not enough support. It's not the support what we need.
What support is necessary?
The first one is to implement the international conventions and laws here. During also the incursions and invasions. But Israel is what they are doing. They are doing all the actions which is against the humanitarian laws and conventions. International groups from medical institutions who can be in the field with us to see what happened here and to know what they are doing also.
Do you get any support from any union organizations across the world?
You know, all the time, the support what we need is not only financial support or food support. What we need is political support, moral support. What we need is to solve this question also, to solve this kind of problems. Day and night there is incursions, there is attacks from the Israelis against the people, the civil people. In this morning it was very difficult for us to evacuate an old lady which have hypertension, and we tried to get to take her from the old city to the hospital. It took us 2 hours to take this lady from their house. The soldiers was around the house and they prevent us to be there with her and to help her as also doctors and human teams.
What's going on here is a series of war crimes.
Yes, for example, 10 days ago they opened their fires on the medical team and we have some of our people who was injured. Like for example, we have the ambulance driver who was injured in his leg. And we have some people who are still in the hospitals, who was injured in the head. So this kind of difficulties and this kind of dangerous work, it happened here in this area, in Nablus area, and in the West Bank and Gaza Strip in general. And you know, sometimes what we are doing is a human work. Once we help one soldier from Israelis who was fall down from a high building in the old city, we help him. This is our work as a doctors. So we will help everyone who need our help.
And when you help that Israeli soldier, Did you get into any problems from the Israelis for helping?
Yes, yes, yes. They stopped us and they asked us not to do anything for them. But I think what I want to say is that our work is a human work, and this is what we are doing here. Mm-hmm. As you see here, 15 people, children and old people, they are arrested in their house and we can't help them. Mm-hmm. Just for 2 minutes.
2 days ago, a young man was shot.
In the head, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's brain death in the hospital, so we lose this child. And also there is a teacher in the school who was injured also, a lady. She's a teacher in the school. She's going to the school to do her work also. Uh-huh. And just like that, they opened the fire and she was injured also. So I want to tell you that mostly more than 86% of the people who was injured, they are civilian people. 86%. Among them, of course, children, women, old people. About 22% of these injured people, they are women. Mm. More than 37% of these injured people, they are children under 14 years old.
And the young women that have been arrested recently,
yes,
one of them was injured. How is she?
We don't know, because she's with the Israelis now, she's arrested. You know that every time.
So she's in an Israeli hospital.
Yes, yes. No one know about her anything.
And her family aren't being
also
allowed to see
her.
Also,
they are asking through the Red Cross and through the Israeli administration, but no answer.
Can I ask, were two women taken naked out of their house?
Not totally, not totally. But usually when they enter to the houses, they ask the people to get out of their clothes, and this happened several times. Not also with the people, also with the doctors, with the medical teams, this happened to us several times. I remember once at 2002, they asked us to take everything out.
To take everything off in the street?
Yes, in the street and between the buildings where there is people are living there, women, children, and it's kind of humiliation, you
it
know.
It is humiliation.
And this is against our religion, you know that.
Absolutely.
When this happened, can the women face their community again?
It's very difficult and dangerous for the woman, this, and this will be as a stigma for this mm-hmm. lady to face the community, you know that, and they know that.
So they're trying to ruin their lives, basically.
Yes, 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 yes. This is what they are doing. Because of that, I said every time that this is a collective punishment. It's not against, as they mentioned, wanted people or fighters or resistance. This is against everyone.
As a medical team, have you ever been arrested and put in prison for a long time to stop your activities?
Several times. I was arrested in like this situation with the people in occupied houses. We was arrested in the jeeps, their military jeeps. We was arrested at Hawara checkpoint several times. And not me only, but also all the medical teams. Some of them, they was arrested for 18 days, for 6 months, and some of them still in the prison. So this happened several times. They are not concerning that you are a medical team or not.
And are they held without charge?
Without. Because they can't charge them by their law. It's not allowed to charge them. But they can say that this is for security reason. And, yeah. And you don't know what is the security reason here.
Because medical personnel is so important here, you need political support.
Yes.
To get doctors released because the community needs doctors.
Exactly, we get political support because of that. I said that it's not important for us to get only financial support. The political support is more important. And because of that, I mention every time that the Red Cross and other international institutions, they should have their field groups, field observers here all the time. But Sans Frontières,
yeah.
It's, you know, during the incursions and the closures, they said they are keeping themselves in their houses. They said that this is against their being here when there is a danger. So they stay away, or they will go out from the city to Jerusalem. This is also what I can't understand that. If they want to work here, they want to help the people here, they should help the people in different situations.
Because presumably if these organizations came here, the army would let them in. But because you're a Palestinian organization, you have problems. You can be arrested,
and you're not respected as
an impartial agent.
Yes, this is different. If you are Palestinian, it's different. If you are not, if you are a French person or American
Your citizenship is your privilege here.
Please, you have seen us and you know who we are.
Captain, just be human, please. What are you doing? I can't understand you. We are a human mission and you know that. Doctor and international volunteers, we will check the children and we'll give them some bread. We'll go out.
Talk to us and tell us who you're willing to let in. And the other ones will step back.
This is Penny Quinton reporting for the International Middle Eastern Media Centre and Indie Media Radio London in Beit Sahour.